Well, we thank you, each and every one of you on the call this morning, for getting up and joining us on the call. And we know that we will hear from the Lord on high this morning. But right now, let's open this call up with prayer. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your word. We thank you because we know that we are confident that you have begun a good work in us and you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. So we are so thanking you, God, for being in each and every one of us. God, we ask you to anoint our speaker this morning. Download a word in him and let him be able to speak. Use his mouth and his heart to speak to your people. Let us have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. God, we thank you for this very day. There's some things that's going around in the country that we don't understand. But God, we know that you are all-knowing and all-powerful, and that you are the great change agent that we strive to be. So God, please continue to anoint each and every person on this line. Bless their family. Bless the word that shall come forth this morning. And bless your anointed speaker this morning. Because as we make ourselves available to you, Lord, fill our storage because it is empty. And we make ourselves available to you. And we shall forever give you the praise and all glory and all honor. And we cover this prayer with your blood. We seal it with your name. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been such a privilege and an honor to be able to greet and seat each and every one of you in this telecommunications sanctuary. So I ask you right now to take out your notebooks and your pen and be ready to hear from the Lord on high. I will now turn this call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, our Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and the tag making ourselves available to you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do and for that awesome prayer this morning. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome once more and again to our telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast where it's quite chilly. Yes, 19 degrees, and I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm praying for the people, the homeless, and that they're secured, but I am thanking God for all the seasons that he gives us. And we give God glory for you joining us this morning. And for the few of you that may be here for the first time, let me share a little information about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle, and they said yes to the Lord. And we're so grateful to God that they did, because we hold this call every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. The scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have our mission statement that we see God just manifest mightily, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And believe it or not, we have a website. And it is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speaker, so you can always get a word from the Lord. Now, we're on a massive fast. I say a massive fast, but it's actually a corporate fast. And I'm just thrilled to God that he's given us the opportunity to come together with fasting and praying. And we have a theme that we're standing on. It is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you want to join us to allow God to do that supernatural thing, you can start joining us now on that corporate Daniel fast. I believe God is doing wonderful and mighty things through it, and we're expecting God to do great and mighty things. So join us. It's not too late. Now, you also may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Jackie did so wonderfully, or you might want to be a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you might even have a word from the Lord. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you can also send your prayer requests and praise reports as well, if you're not able to verbally give them on Friday mornings when we're here for the prayer time. Now, what started us together was this phenomenal company called Artist International. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We're so grateful that we are under Artist Life, and great and wonderful products are being administered to people around the world. To get more information about that, this company and the products that we have, you can get on the new Morning Motivational Call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, so you definitely want to get on that call this morning. And I'm sure some great testimonies will take place for you to hear. Now, if you need a bypass number or you know somebody that wants to get on and they're with PCS Mobile or T-Mobile, that number, bypass number, is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Now, also, we're excited and delighted that we are getting ready to go to Los Angeles, California at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we are so excited because we're having this extravaganza. The red carpet will be pulled out, and we're inviting guests to join us. You can register for only $29, and I'm just so excited about what's going to take place. And yes, people, we are having church Sunday morning, so if you want to be a part and help assist with the church service, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. We'll be more than happy for you to join us and be a part of that wonderful service that's going to take place that Sunday morning. So I'm getting out of the way now so we can get a word from on high. And I tell you, this man of God has been such a blessing to the masses, and I'm so thankful that God has given me the opportunity to meet him, because he is one of a kind. He stands tall. I'm talking about Minister Terry King. He was born and raised in Bastrop, Louisiana, and presently resides in Sugar Land, Texas. And he has been married to his wonderful wife, Kim King. She is a queen for sure, for 26 years, and have been with Artist Life for 7 years. Minister Terry received his call to minister in 2000 at New Light Church, where Bishop I.V. Hilliard is the overseer, and as of January 2018, his daughter, Dr. Aisha Hilliard, is now the senior pastor. Minister Terry serves as the pastoral assistant to Bishop I.V. Hilliard and has now been at New Light Church for 18 years. This man of God stands tall, like I say, in the word. You will hear it. He and his lovely wife are very active with Artist Life as distributors and leaders in our Houston area, and I'm be so excited to see them in Los Angeles in March. I thank God, and where I introduce to you, present to some, and introduce to others, none other than our very own Minister Terry King from Sugar Land, Texas. Are you there, sir, Terry King?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Minister Terrell, thank you so much for that warm, warm introduction. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you, sir. God bless you. Take it away.
All right. Awesome. Praise God. Well, good morning, artist family. I want to say a special good morning to Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa from PV, Texas. Glory to God. Well, it's my opportunity to minister the word this morning. I'm excited about ministering the word on the TMC. So we're going to pray and get right into this word. Amen. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. We do praise you that this is the day that you've made. We've chosen to rejoice and to be glad in it. God, we thank you for your word today, that your word is never void of power, that you always confirm your word with signs following. We thank you for the precious ministry of the Holy Spirit, who's our teacher and our guide. And we believe that revelational truths flow freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. And now, Father, I thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, such that I may carefully articulate your words, such that every spiritual need is met. And so, Father, I do covenant with you now in advance to give you and you alone all the glory, all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, today, our subject matter today is living like God is alive, and he is. Living like God is alive, and he is. Our text scripture will come from 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to pick it up there in verse number 1. It said, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was in the habitation of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." So he's saying right there, God is alive right now. Glory to God. "There shall be no dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." Now, you have to understand, whenever you stand before the king, there was a life and death situation. Because one word, one wrong word could actually get your life taken away from you. But that boldness that Elijah had, letting him know that I'm not afraid of you. I serve the great and mighty God. Because King Ahab, he's the one that married Jezebel and started worshiping Baal and all that kind of stuff. But he was just letting him know that he was totally focused on this living God. And that is living like God is alive right now. So for us, what we're looking at here is God is asking us now. The whole world has come out of the closet. The whole world is speaking their truth, as it were. And he's saying to us now, I want you all as Christians, as people in the body of Christ, to begin to live again like I'm alive. Now, God wants us to dream big again. God wants us to serve big again. God wants us to spend time in his word again, like what we used to do. You understand? That fire that you had when you first got saved, that's the fire that we're talking about. He's saying, I want you to share with my people. I want them to get their fire back. Now, our objective for this lesson is to bring you back to a place where you first fell in love with God. For some people, that was 1 year ago. For some people, that's 20 years ago. For some people, that's 40 years ago. Whatever the case may be, he said, light that fire again. And he wants that fire to burn deep into your heart. Glory to God. And here's the question you want to ask yourself. We're talking about here leading people to Christ, because that is the real problem in the world right now. People just don't know Jesus. And we are the beacon light. We are the folks that has been given the assignment to lead people to Christ. And so you want to ask yourself that personal question. When was the last time I led somebody to Christ? Now, we're not talking about at church. We're not talking about when the preacher them preached and you went back in your ministry of health and you led people to salvation and you led someone to get filled with the Holy Spirit. We're talking about you personally led somebody to Christ outside of church. That's the fire that he's talking about. Now, the question is, we got three simple questions and then we'll be out of here today. Number one is, how do I ignite this fire again? Number two is, what shall I do with this fire that I have that's been ignited. Glory to God. And who do I pass this fire on to? Glory to God. So now what you have to do is you find yourself in this situation. It's so easy to do. All you got to do is repent. Yes, repent. 1 John 1:9 said, God, I hadn't been on fire like I used to be. I know what I used to do. And now I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to get on fire, do those things that I used to do to take my ministry, to take this call that you have on my life to the next level. Ain't nothing wrong with repenting, because if you repent, it doesn't put you out of line. It just puts you back in line. That's glory to God. Now, Jesus had to do the same thing. Jesus had to repent, so we're in good company. You understand? There, a lot of people don't really want to say that, but in Luke 22 and 42, he choked right there. Lord, let this cup pass me by. Remember, Jesus knew from the foundation of the world that he came to die for us. You follow me? But he had a moment. But then Hebrews say, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So the key thing is the prodigal son, he had to repent, get his life, get his heart back right, and then God blessed him, of course. Now, the key thing is knowing that God loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Glory to God. And then understanding that the greater one lives on the inside of you, 1 John 4:4. So God is saying to us, he wants us to live like God is alive. In other words, start talking about him more. Start helping people getting saved more. Get them filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, this is a serious evangelistic message this morning. Hallelujah. And then understand that we are world overcomers by our faith, 1 John 5:4. Now, Peter was saying this, you know, you said, well, minister, you know, Peter was saying this in 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me go there right quick. These are things that we have to do as Christians, because we have an assignment on our lives, especially with this world that we're living in right now, that folk acting like they don't know God. And so what we have to do is make a decision that we going to tell them about God. And as we tell them about God, God, of course, will be glorified. Now, 2 Peter 1:12, it says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. I think it is meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up and put you in remembrance. So my job today is to stir you up, glory to God. Now, what shall I do? What shall I do with this fire? Now, you're on fire now. Now, what should I do with this fire? It's all about getting folks saved. It's all about turning that fire up again, turning it up on full blast, putting your feet on the accelerator, glory to God, and not taking it off. Now, and there in Psalms 2:8, God says that if we ask him for the heathen, that he'll give it to us for an inheritance. So that's going out the soul. And now our church is in a transitional period where we have a woman as a senior pastor of our mega church in Houston. All this noise all about the city. And, you know, you kind of want to ask folks, are you sure you saved? Are you reading the Bible? Are you really telling me that God cannot use a woman to preach the gospel? I mean, you know, some of these guys that walk up on, you be looking at them, and some women, you be looking at them crazy. Like, have you read the Bible? You trying to say that God can only use a man? Are you serious? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's what we have to deal with. But all they got to do is read the Bible. There in John 4:28, the woman at the well, what she did, she preached the gospel, got the whole village saved. Now, I know some of you are saying, you know, well, what will I get out of this? You getting folks saved, you getting folks born again. Well, what am I going to get out of this? Well, you can never do anything for God where God won't bless you with it. Amen. And so God has an assignment and has a blessing for your life. John 15 and 16, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So God said, once you get on your mind what's on my mind, which is the most important thing to God, is his people, getting people saved, getting them born again. That's the most important thing. He don't want folks to go to hell when they don't have to. He said, look, whatever you ask me for, I'll give it to you. Now, of course, you got to put that in perspective in 2 Peter chapter 1 and 3. It's talking about all things pertain to life and godliness. Now, the thing you got to understand that God is still in the blessing business. I still believe in the power of God. I still believe in Job 36 and 11. If you obey and serve me, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. I still believe Isaiah 119, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I still believe Matthew 6:33, give and it shall, that's Luke. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The question is, are you willing to submit your body as this living sacrifice to be used by God to bring people into the kingdom of God? Now, I got to move on, but just make a note of Deuteronomy 28, where God says, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. You'll be the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now you got this fire burning, and now you're in your season now where you have young people, young women and young men checking you out, young men and young women checking you out. In other words, they are seeing a vision of the world, and they're looking at you as a vision of the kingdom. Now, what do I do with this fire? You got to pass this fire on to the next generation. Because we got 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and 40-year-olds that truly is questioning, is there really a God? Or they have a choice in the matter. Now, when I was raised, there was, in my house, there was just no other choice. It's God, and the devil. That was it. This is, you know, and you will serve the Lord, period. Now, Joshua 24 and 15, it says, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's how that went down. So it didn't have a choice in the matter. And then Genesis 18 and 19, he was excited about Abraham. God says, I know Abraham will command his children to serve the Lord. So our job is to speak life instead of death into this next generation, telling them about God, telling them about the miracles that we've seen and have lived. Everybody has a testimony. If you are at the sound of my voice right now, that's a testimony right now, that the Lord has woke you up and allowed you to see another day. That's a testimony. A lot of folk didn't make it today, glory to God. But God, through his grace, has allowed you to hear this voice and to get up this morning. So you got something to be excited about. And so teach the children and people to expect God to move in their lives. The woman with the issue of blood, she was expecting God. If I just touch the hem of his garment, she'll be made whole. She was expecting that man at the porch, at the pool of Bethesda, hallelujah, 38 years, but he was still expecting God to move in his life. Now, our acronym for today, we're talking about living like God is alive, and he is. So our acronym for alive is always living in victorious expectation. Always living in victorious expectation. You're expecting God to move in your health. You're expecting God to move in your artist business. You're expecting God to move in your family. You're expecting God to move in your marriage with your children, your grandchildren. You're expecting all of this. You understand? Now, God is more than able to come through for you. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believes. God is saying, hey, whatever bag that you give me, I can fill it to the rim. Hallelujah. So God is saying, what he says to us is when we come to him boldly to his throne, and we ask him for something, he's looking at us like, just like we're his children, say, okay, I'll give you that, but I want to give you more. So once you ask God for the house, he's going to give you another house. Once you ask for a car, he'll give you another car. It doesn't matter. God is saying to us, all I want you to do is have this focus to get people saved, get born again, and give their life to Christ. And once you do that, then I step in, and you will then live under the commanded blessings of God. That is so powerful. Now, oh, man, yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I looked at my time, and my time is up. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your anointing now that continues to rest upon our lives. God, we heard your word this morning. We decrease that you may increase in us to get folks saved, get them born again, and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. And for it all, God, we give you praise. You give you the glory and honor for it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay. Praise God, praise God, man of God. Thank you so much. And, yes, we're going to hold you to it. You got to come back and finish that. Hallelujah. Living like God is alive. Thank you so much, Minister Terry King, for that awesome on-time word. Let's go before the Lord in prayer with over our prayer requests, if we will. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportune time, Lord, once more and again to say hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, for this man of God, Minister Terry, for giving us a profound message this morning to encourage us to live like God is alive. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit rule and reign within each and every one of us. And Lord, we repent of all our shortcomings and all our denials, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are renewing and restoring us, Lord God, to do the work that you called us to do. So, Father, with this message, we ask that you pour back into the man of God, pour back into him virtues of love, peace, joy, Lord God, blessings on top of blessings like never before. We thank you, Father, that you're more than able to do it. We thank you, Father, for even giving him the desires of his heart. He and his wife, bless their going out, bless their coming in, and everybody that concerns them, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for doing it in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for healing the sick, those that are going through trying times, Kendra and Leslie and Kai, Lord God, those that you know that are before you, Beverly Clark, Lord God, we thank you for healing them and strengthening them like never before. We thank you, Father God, by the blood of the Lamb, they are healed by Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through short times, Lord God, the bereaved times, we ask that you bless them and keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Father God, for Artist Life and the extravaganza, Father, for all the preparations, the preparing the hearts of those that are attending, Lord God, even the guests. We thank you, Father, for your anointing on each and every person. And for the service, Father God, we know that your place, your spirit will fill the place like never before. We give your name the glory for it in advance in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for all that are on this call. Anoint them, Father, that they go forth this day, even forevermore. Bless our co-founders, Lord God, in such a miraculous way. We say thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, share this message, share this call with somebody. That number, the playback, is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. And the new Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with Testimonial Thursday. Get on that call, 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. I tell you, this has been an awesome call this morning. We thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Thank you so much, Silver Fox, and thank you, Minister Terry King, once more and again. And we're looking forward to hearing the second portion of this message. We love and appreciate you, man of God. Would you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Father, even though we leave this place, we'll never, ever leave your presence. Traveling graces are ours as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.